Matchbox 20, Real World, Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy McMalloy. And from Brisbane's Big Breakfast with Margot, Nick Cody on G'day. Kennedy Malloy.
The King of Brisbane. Yeah. King of Brisbane Radio. That's what I'm hearing.
The Prince. Mardo's the King. King.
No, he's got about 2 days.
The Prince sounds good. I like
it's
that.
It's good to do radio.
How is Mardo? Is he good?
Oh, they're great. Say everyone's great.
Hey, good bunch up there. And great. When are you going to open your borders?
It's a good question. I believe July 11.
Is there something we really? Said, something we did where they just don't like us? We can't
Are
go
you
see
friends with the Premier?
No, absolutely not.
So you cut us off. You get us hooked, then you cut us off. We can't go to SeaWorld, can't go to the slides, can't go to
Movie World.
Can't see the whales off the coast.
Schoolies week.
Just weather.
Up there.
Just weather. As somebody that grew up in Victoria, I didn't know it could be over 20 for like most of the year. They're mad for it. Queensland actually.
You go, geez, watch that big ball in the sky. Yeah, it's right. Hot.
Because down in Melbourne Comedy Festival was meant to go through March and April, and then Melbourne Comedy Festival got cancelled, and the footy, you couldn't go to the footy. Yeah. The footy got cancelled, and I was like, is this what Hobart's like? Just cold with nothing on.
Hey, Nick, have your eating habits changed now that you live in sunny Brisbane?
No, I'm off the booze this year. No booze.
Yes, okay. That's very noble of you.
That's a lot of calories. I've probably got to spare 15,000 calories up my sleeve each day. So.
You're spending wisely. Bank them wisely.
You bank them.
Is that how it works?
Sure. I think that's how it works. You get to spend them all at once. They're like frequent flyer points. You can accrue them and then you can go, I can go out and have a pavlova.
You know what they love in crab. I've had a lot of crab. Oh, people go crabbing. Like, I only knew crab in its stick form that you get at a fish and chip shop.
Crab, I hate to tell you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know they were a legit animal. I thought it was something made up on The Little Mermaid. But they get around.
Who's crabbing? That's like the bogan end of fishing, isn't it? What are you going to do?
Speaking of.
My co-host Mardo goes crabbing. He'll take a little kayak out.
Crabbing's cool.
People just take a kayak and, you know. Go grab
a net.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Right, hey, Nick, as you mentioned, we've heard the word bogan, and you're a proud, out and proud bogan. You grew up in a suburb called Hoppers Crossing.
3029 represent.
Swappers Crossing.
We know what goes on there.
I always love your observations of the world of bogans. As someone, I can relate to bogans as well, very much so.
Yeah. Well, I love a thing. I love bogan news. Right.
Me too.
Like
there's journalists, you know, there's sports journalists, there's political journalists. Yep. I'm a bogan journalist.
Excellent choice.
Generally, if you want to find bogan news, you can just type the words Bali and Jetstar into Google News. Something's going to come up.
But I'd throw jet ski in there as well.
That's always good.
For me, anything involving a jet ski involves a bogan.
Well, some of the classic bogan news stories that I've covered this year, clown on P&O cruise ship sparks mass brawl at buffet.
Oh, that's great.
Gold.
Queensland man loses hand, breaks leg in home explosion while making rocket. Police investigating brawl in showbag hall at Royal Adelaide show. But over in France, like Australia doesn't just have bogans, they get around. They're around the world.
Else has
over in France.
France has not a bogan.
I heard a French man on TV last night trying to get some donuts. Over in France, there was teenager gives birth on nightclub floor, baby gets free entry for life. But I think my favourite one of all time was earlier this year. It's quite a long heading, but it sums up bogans. A South Australian tradie who kung fu kicked a motorcyclist, threw himself at a moving car and assaulted a man sleeping in his bed in a bizarre Bali rampage, says he can't remember any of it.
That is gold.
This is what we need on 60 Minutes. We need hard-hitting stories like
man
this.
Man gets a birth on a dance floor at a nightclub. This the one I heard, which I've never forgotten, is a woman who gave birth in the car park of a strip club. And it was, and I remember thinking at the time, they're really struggling to get men to go to the birth these days. And I couldn't help thinking, like, would you give her two names, like her real name and a stripper name? Like, this is Louise, or you can call her Chardonnay.
Coming out now with Portia.
Can you hang around, mate?
Most definitely.
All right, Nick Cody's with us. Kennedy Malloy. Matchbox 20, Real World, Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and from Brisbane's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo, Nick Cody on Kennedy Malloy.
The King of Brisbane. King of Brisbane Radio. That's what I'm hearing.
The Prince. Marto's the King. King.
No, he's got about 2 days
left. The Prince sounds good. I like
It's good to do radio.
How is Marto? Is he good?
Oh, they're great. Say everyone's great.
Hey, good bunch up there, and great. When are you going to open your borders?
It's a good question. I believe July 11.
Is there something we said, something we did, we just don't like us? We can't
Are
go
you
see
friends with the Premier?
No, absolutely not.
So you cut us off. You get us hooked, then you cut us off. We can't go to SeaWorld, can't go to the slides, can't go to
Movie World.
Can't see the whales off the coast.
Schoolies week.
Just weather.
Up there.
Just weather. As somebody that grew up in Victoria, I didn't know it could be over 20 for like most of the year. They're mad for it. Queensland actually.
You go, geez, what's that big ball in the sky? Yeah, it's it's hot.
Because down in Melbourne, Melbourne Comedy Festival was meant to go through March and April, and then Melbourne Comedy Festival got cancelled, and the footy, you couldn't go you couldn't go to the footy. Yeah. The footy got cancelled, and I was like, is this what Hobart's like? Just cold with nothing on.
Hey, Nick, have your eating habits changed now that you live in sunny Brisbane?
No, I'm off the booze this year. No booze.
Yes, okay. That's very noble of you.
That's that's a lot of calories. I've probably got to spare 15,000 calories up my sleeve each day. So.
You're spending wisely. Bank them. And spend them wisely.
You bank them.
Is that how it works?
I think that's how it works. You get to spend them all at once. They're like frequent flyer points. You can accrue them and then you can go, I can go out and have a pavlova.
You know what they love in crab. I've had a lot of crab. Oh, people go crabbing. Like, I only knew crab in its stick form that you get at a fish and chip shop.
And that's not actually crab, I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I didn't know they were a legit animal. I thought it was something made up on The Little Mermaid. But they get around.
Who's crabbing? People eat them. That's like the bogan end of fishing, isn't it? What are you going to do?
Speaking of.
Marto, my co-host, Marto goes crabbing. He'll take a little kayak out.
Crabbing's cool.
He'll take people just take a kayak and, you know, go crabbing.
Drop a net.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Hey, right, Nick, as you mentioned, we've heard the word bogan, and you're a proud, out and proud bogan. You grew up in a suburb called Hoppers Crossing.
3029 represent.
Swappers
and,
Crossing.
And Swappers Crossing. Well, you know what goes on there. I always love your observations of the world of bogans. As someone I can relate to bogans as well, very much so.
Yeah. Well, I love a thing. I love bogan news. Right?
Me too.
Like
there's journalists, you know, there's sports journalists, there's political journalists. Yep. I'm a bogan journalist.
Excellent choice.
Generally,
right.
if you want to find bogan news, you can just type the words Bali and Jetstar into Google News. Something's going to come up.
But I'd throw jet ski in there as well.
Jet ski, that's always good.
For me, anything involving a jet ski involves a bogan.
Well, some of the classic bogan news stories that I've covered this year, clown on P&O cruise ship sparks mass brawl at buffet.
Oh, that's great.
Gold.
Queensland man loses hand, breaks leg in home explosion while making rocket. Police investigating brawl in showbag hall at Royal Adelaide show. But over in France, like Australia doesn't just have bogans, they get around. They're around the world.
Who else has a
over in France.
France does not have a bogan.
I heard a French man on TV last night trying to get some donuts. Over in France, there was teenager gives birth on nightclub floor, baby gets free entry for life. But I think my favourite one of all time was earlier this year. It's quite a long heading, but it sums up bogans. A South Australian tradie who kung fu kicked a motorcyclist, threw himself at a moving car and assaulted a man sleeping in his bed in a bizarre Bali rampage, says he can't remember any of it.
That is gold.
This is what we need on 60 Minutes. We need hard-hitting stories like
man
this.
Man gets a birth on a dance floor at a nightclub. This the one I heard, which I've never forgotten, is a woman who gave birth in the car park of a strip club. And it was, and I remember thinking at the time, they're really struggling to get men to go to the birth thing these days. And I couldn't help thinking, like, would you give her two names, like her real name and a stripper name? Like, this is Louise, or you can call her Chardonnay.
Coming out now with Portia.
Can you hang around, mate?
Most definitely.
All right, Nick Cody's with us. Kennedy Malloy.